Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of Movie Geeks United. Comedian and actress Joan Rivers has passed away at the age of 81. 2 years ago, we had an opportunity to speak to Miss Rivers on the occasion of the release of the documentary Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, which is a terrific movie that chronicles a year in her life and career. Here is that interview.
I loved your movie.
That, make sure you say that.
I will fill the hour saying that. And I'm wondering, it wasn't, when I watched it, it was surprising in that there's some biographical stuff in there, of course, but it mostly follows you, it's kind of a year in the professional life
yeah.
of Joan Rivers for the most part. Is that how they pitched it to you?
Well, they just said, let's go follow you around and see what happens. And I thought these are two terrific girls that did it because they had done a thing on Darfur and they had done a thing on someone that was electrocuted unjustly. So I mm-hmm. knew it wasn't going to be a puff piece, which
right.
is exactly what I did not want.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was terrific what they did and what they chose.
Yeah.
And
you had
and it should have surprises. If someone's paying money, God damn it, they better walk out of the theater and say that was worth it.
Yes. And it so is. And it, but you had no trepidation about cameras. I mean, you've been in the public eye forever, but this is particularly invasive, I would think, because cameras are following you everywhere.
Yeah, but you forget. Remember, it was over 16 months. So after 2 days, they become part of the family,
mm-hmm.
and they become your entourage.
Right, okay.
And it's great. I mean, when we stopped filming, there was a big void left in my life. These are guys that are with me for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Passover. And these went with me with Cooper at on trips, and so you don't even notice the cameras running anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me,
what,
just a quick question. When you are doing this, is there any point because you know this is going on? Do you ever get a point like subconsciously or consciously where you want to keep something secret, or do you just let it all out? Do you just let it
as
naturally as possible?
Again, it's. You forget it's 16 months.
Okay.
And you truly forget. And they become family friends.
Okay.
What opportunities did you see with it? What did you want it to do, this project?
I wanted it to show really what the life is in a performer that's aging and the barriers that you have because of that.
Mm.
And I think they, because that's what I'm fascinated by age because everybody has to go through this. This is the final mountain, and I don't care who you are. You can be Meryl Streep. It's still going to hit you like a brick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I wanted that very much to be part of it. And I think they covered that a little. I don't know. I'm so close to it, but I think that was covered. And I love the whole thing about comedy and how difficult comedy is or not difficult. And also, I love the idea of survival. I think people should see. Stop whining and get on with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that comes through loud and clear in the movie. What's part of what surprised me about you in the film is you've been in the business for a long time. There's been ups and downs, but the negative reviews still hit you pretty close to the bone, don't they?
Oh, of course. And also because when the review that they read, which now makes me laugh. In the film,
mm-hmm.
This man's just so self-serving and whiny and emotional. Well, you asshole, it ends with a joke. It was the biggest laugh in the play,
mm-hmm.
and so reviews get you very upset when they miss the whole point.
Right.
You know, and don't you wish you could call back and say, "Listen, moron, you missed the point."
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But
have you ever lashed back at a critic? Have you ever
No. Why bother? Why bother?
Yeah.
You know, what you do is you pretend you didn't see it.
Yeah. At the same time, the audience, because the scenes that we're talking about involve a show that you did, that you took to England.
England. We got raves in San Francisco, raves in California, raves in Edinburgh. Then we took it to England, and we got three bad reviews. And in the documentary, they show the three bad reviews. They don't show where they were carrying you through the streets in San Francisco, you know. But it makes for a better movie. And it was true. I didn't bring it into New York. Three bad reviews. I said, I'm not going into New York to have those sons of bitches decide.
Yeah. at the same time, the audience loved it.
The audiences loved it.
Yeah, and I'm sure the audiences are loving this film, and this film actually might, ironically, give you some of the best reviews of your career, I would think.
I don't want to jinx it, but so far we haven't had one bad, we've had great reviews. We've had like 500 reviews, you know what I mean, everywhere you look, and they're all amazing, and that is, I'm so happy, I'm not being corny. It's great for me because I didn't expect it. And the filmmakers are just tap dancing around now. I mean, put them on the map, and that's so good for them.
Are you as invested in the reaction to this film as you would be your own show or your own comedy act?
Well, great question. The nice thing is if people don't like it, you say, not my fault. Speak to documentarians. But the minute people love it, I'm totally invested in it.
One other thing that came up, you always, first and foremost, you say that you considered yourself an actress. That's the one thing you prize most.
And that's the one thing, don't touch me with. Yeah, that's the one, that's my Achilles heel, yes.
Yeah. Was a movie career a big part of that for you? And is that a regret that you haven't had more?
A regret? I want to commit suicide every time I see Meryl Streep, that bitch, doing something I could do better.
That's a great, I love the honesty. I love that. That's wonderful.
You should have seen what I would have done to Precious. I could have been, I would have made you sob.
I love it already. I wish I had seen that version instead.
Joan Rivers is Precious. Would have been the end.
But I have a question for you. I was curious. Because of your stand-up comedy roots and your stand-up comedy, you are an icon in that.
Yeah, right.
No, you are. You are. We grew up with you. So I'm curious, what do you think, has it changed a lot, the newer generation of comedians that have come
up? Oh, yes. Yeah, I think comedy is great because it's so rough now, and you can deal with subjects. I couldn't go. I mean, if you look in the documentary, I'm on Ed Sullivan, and they think I'm being very wild, and the jokes are so sweet, you know.
Right,
and
right.
Now I'm working constantly. I do concerts all the time, and I talk about subjects you wouldn't dare go near, and talk about them roughly. And it's very funny. People over 50 say to me, "You're filthy. You're talking about," and everyone under 50 goes, "Boy, that's hilarious."
Is it harder to, I don't know that shocking, that being shocking is the main motive here, but is it harder to be shocking in today's comedy climate?
No, I think it's just as hard as it always was to make them look at the truth. And I think that's the comedian's job, is to say, you idiots, the emperor has no clothes. And that's where Can We Talk came from, which was really say, can we talk? I mean, you want to tell the truth or not? And now what I say to them, I get so mad at them sometimes. When I'll do a joke about, you know, the widows of 9/11, not all of them so unhappy because they got rid of a guy and they got insurance. I'll say, I just get to the audience, I'll say, would you rather I did stewardess jokes? And they, is that what you want? I can give you a stewardess joke. Well, you want to really talk here.
Yeah. But they picked a great year to follow you.
Luckily.
Yeah.
When we started.
Did you feel that this was a particularly special year for you?
Are you out of your mind? I thought I was dying on the vine. I thought it was going to be like a pity year. And you see, when I said the Bronx at 4 o'clock, I wasn't kidding. No, it turned out to be an amazing, which is why the business is so great. Because you don't know what's coming, and conversely, why the business is so terrible, because you don't know what's coming.
Right.
But you keep at it. I mean, that's
I love
the
it.
Key. Yeah, yeah. What has your reaction been, your personal reaction seeing the movie? Do you feel oddly about it?
I cry every time. First of all, I'm very proud of Melissa's insights, because she's never that deep with me.
Mm-hmm.
We never get past how much Gucci costs. You know, so here's my daughter really saying very smart things. You go, who is that? So that's what I'm very proud of. This. I love that. It makes me cry when we talk about that wonderful girl, Flo Fox, and then I go to bring her food. at the, you know, because people end up in such weird places.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of parts that I do, I literally cry at. You know, I get so upset with the heckler because it does kill, know what he's going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is one of the most memorable parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Does that happen very often?
Never. Never. It was probably, of course, and weren't they lucky to get it on film? Probably once in 7 years. If that, you'll have someone stand up and be that way.
Yeah. Mm,
okay. I literally cannot remember anyone ever being that upset and angry and standing up in an audience. And as I said, and that they were there, the documentarians. How lucky for them. Again, it's the old story, how lucky for them.
Lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
moment. So this film, which is great, everyone needs to go out and see it. It opens June 11th.
Yes. Limited, and then really spills out, I think, the end of June.
Okay, good.
Is it going to be one of those on-demand, because it's IFC, you know, if it's going to be on-demand?
It'll probably be on-demand, too. I'm so not in that part of the business.
Okay.
Well,
I just love it when we're in theaters. You know how great it is to walk down the street and the theater in my little town in Connecticut is going to play it?
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
That's great. That's
well, no one goes to that theater, but the point is, if they did go in the barn, in the Bantam barn, it's there.